It's 8:56, 84 degrees. Things looking just a little defensive on the grain so far here this morning. Here to talk about it with us is Ellen Dearden with AgriView in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Morning to you, Brian.
So what are we seeing out there? What's driving the market today?
Well, I think there's a couple of things going on. One is there's a big focus on today's vote in Britain and what that's going to mean to the market. Notice that the U.S. dollar was slightly weaker today, and that's oftentimes a supportive factor, but not today. We've got the corn market down about 5 to 4 cents, something along that line. December corn's just really trying to hold just under $4. We broke through $4 easily in the overnight trade, and we're hanging down around $3.99 and down about a nickel. The weather forecast, this 10 to 14 day, 15 day forecast, is going to be a critical one for the Midwest because much of the corn in the Midwest will pollinate in that first 2 weeks of July. So people getting rain and temperatures not being quite so high, or at least having some cooler overnight temperatures, will be pretty important. The drought monitor maps did come out this morning, show a wide swath of Missouri, eastern Iowa, western Illinois in that dry situation, and not all that area got rain on the mostly as advertised rain event yesterday. A bigger area in the southeast is showing up on the drought monitor map as well. On the soybean side, Brian, we're down a penny and three quarters to as much as 7 3/4, with the active November down about 7 cents at 11.09. We've seen a downside move in the beans, but unlike the corn, we have not broken through the 20-day moving averages. They sit about another 8 to 9 cents lower, and we are also seeing bull spreading in the beans. Shows good commercial support in those front months, the old crop months. New crops struggling a little bit, and I think it's basically on the rain event that came through yesterday. On the wheat side of things, we're up a penny in the nearby wheat. We're really struggling to stay on the plus side there like we were yesterday at the close. And the new crop, in the December, we're down just about a penny. The key, I think, on the bean market here is going to be continued bull spreading and whether the meal, which has been rather disappointing of late, can come back and trade above $400 an ounce, a ton. On the livestock side, we're up about 50 cents in the cattle. We're up 50 to 40 cents in the feeder cattle. We do have a cattle inventory report as well as the cattle on feed report tomorrow. Hogs and pigs report comes out also tomorrow afternoon after the close. There's guesses kind of all over the place, but the key number, I think, to watch is what the placements on the cattle, if they're up over 109%, it's going to be pretty negative. If the breeding numbers on hogs come in much above 105%, could be negative. The thing I'm really watching is the currency markets, also the crude oil. It's up about 67 cents this morning. That'll be very critical to seeing how we can close out this market. This is Ellen Dearden reporting from AgriView in Morton, Illinois.
Thank you very much, Ellen. Great to hear from you on this Thursday morning here on Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana, online at willag.org. It's 9 o'clock.